Plate and Books.
Hey everybody, welcome to the inaugural episode of Video Games, Video Games, Video Games. We are a community podcast, and we're also bloggers over at play10box.com. So make sure you check out them for our articles and tune into the show. Anyway, you may recognize some of our voices. We'll get into that because we're all generally from another podcast. Right now, we're going to go around the room. We're going to explain who we are.
Are we going by our old names, or...?
We're doing our current gamer tag.
Okay.
Oh, yours is something terrible, right?
Yeah.
That would make me Max Barracuda.
Okay.
And I guess I'm the single player here. I like the story mode, so not so much multiplayer stuff.
I know you do. We'll be talking about that later.
Sounds good.
Cool, cool. Are you planning on doing a little blogging, too?
Yes, already writing.
And your blogs will be...?
Story mode.
Nice, man.
Stories you may have forgotten from video games.
I like it. I like a little blast from the past.
Giant Shock, man. Multiplayer games, sports games, big on that. I'm the only one in the crew.
I got an article for you, man. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
You're going to be excited.
It's going to be great. Yeah, basically anything multiplayer, anything you can sit in front of a TV with a bunch of friends, man, I'm in there.
Cool, cool, man.
Yeah, I'm actually Victor Belmont. I actually lost the N somewhere. I don't know. I think I was drinking that night.
Did you change your name back?
It's Victor Belmont, but I forgot the N.
What
so
about
it's
that
Mott.
Sorry hacker shit?
Victor Belmont. I think Mott. You don't know how to spell. I remember back in the day, your first one was you were the Futon of Blood.
Yeah, that was, I thought I was utter hatred for a while.
Oh my god, that was Gears 1.
Yeah.
Futon of Blood.
Futon of Blood.
I got me a lot. It was years.
You are a PC gamer mostly, though.
No, right? No, not anymore. I'm mostly PS4 now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, it's cool to have a PS4,
what
dude.
What was your name before this from Hackers?
Zero Cool.
Oh, God.
Zero Cool. He's a guy who switches. I've stuck with mine, Rise Like Phoenix. I'm Rise Like Phoenix. I'm the host of the show. I am predominantly an Xbox One player, but I do play a lot on the computer. I do play a lot across the board. I'm into all of it, man. I'm into all of it. I love all of it. We're going to be talking about what we play each week. Tonight's going to be an episode where I kind of explain it. The other guys might kind of be a little bored because it's very similar to our old podcast, A-Squad Podcast. We're still up archived on Podbean for now, so if you want to get more of a groove on what we're all about. But we're more about community issues. Like, we want to talk about the gaming community in general. That's kind of what our blog's going to be about, too. We're going to get right into it, but every episode, we like to start off with what we're playing. Max, what are you playing this week, man?
Deep into Fallout 4, right?
Me too.
Very deep.
Let's do it. Let's tag team this.
Okay. Did you play 3?
No. See, here's the difference. I know you're a Fallout dude.
Oh, yeah.
Fallout was not something I had against, but I'm sure we all have games that kind of fell through the cracks we never played.
Always.
You had Drake's Fortune,
yeah.
If you remember.
Yeah,
the Uncharted
series.
That
took me forever to get caught up.
I know, and you got caught up. See, the problem with Fallout 4 is they don't have a lot of exposition. They don't tell you what's what.
Well, none of them do, really. They just kind of drop you in and say, here you are, do your thing.
Well, I mean, 3 and 4 are different. 1 and 2 were absolutely terrible.
1 and 2 were like strategy games. Like
they were
overhead.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until Bethesda took over, they were just unplayable almost.
Yeah, now they're basically action RPGs.
Okay, so I thought I was going to be Iron Man and run around in that suit. I have no nuke cores ever.
I have so many because I don't like using the suit. The fusion cores?
The guy's like a bitch. Like, I can't. Like, there are just missions I can't do. I've never had a game where there's missions that my skill alone can't take it down.
Well, here's the thing. That's why where the RPG elements come in. Because
right.
You do have to kind of grind a little bit. You got to prioritize. You got to upgrade. In all the other Fallout games, the power armor was like an end game thing. That was part of the final mission. You finally got power armor. This game sprinkled it in a little better where you can use it at your discretion. You get one right in the beginning.
Okay.
So don't rely on it too much.
Okay, and definitely use the vats. To
use that.
Definitely
vats.
Use the vats to your highest ability. I think it took me a while to figure out that is pretty much how I'm supposed to do it. I'm used to running it blast
in the beginning, especially.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You really need it,
and that luck perk—it's almost out of control. That's the perk you want.
I use a lot of charisma. I use a lot of intelligence.
That's a really nice opener to a fight. Like, when you want to really
That's me too, charisma and intelligence, but in real life.
You want to put a bullet in the back of somebody's head real quick.
Yeah, that's a great opener, and then you just pretty much do normal combat after that, but... That's when you have the sniper rifle that does twice, that shoots two bullets, and that hit him in the head, like...
Yeah.
All right. I never really want to get too into it, but...
I will just say, great game. I could do without the building the community stuff. I don't need to build my strongholds. That's also,
I like seeing online some of the communities that people built are
too
cool.
Too much time.
I don't do it. There's no benefit. What's the benefit?
I have yet to find it.
There's a slight benefit, if any. That's the problem.
Right.
The only problem I had with the game was they just didn't upgrade the graphics from 3. Like,
it's better looking. It is actually better looking. Slightly. Because my copy came with a copy of 3. So I actually jumped into 3 for a while.
Yeah, but from the jump from old.
But the rendering's better too. Was this throughout the?
Is this an old generation game too?
The last one was 360.
Anyway, Giant Shock, what are you playing this week?
Jeez, a bunch of games. There's a bunch of games that I bought because there's a sale on the New Year's. So I bought a game called Chivalry. It's like a knight first-person shooter. Awful. Don't buy that.
I watched your roommates play it.
First person, I guess, hack and slash.
Ooh.
I don't know. It's pretty lame-o. And then, like, I'm trying to learn the game, so I put a whole bunch of bots in this arena. They won't even come out into the arena. They sit back there with bows and arrows, and they won't come out of the little gate.
I have a feeling that is more of a user issue than anything else.
They won't fight me?
I don't know, man.
But, well, because it's an online game, but they won't... like, I'm trying to learn it before I go online, because I'm late in the game.
Of course.
Yeah. So I'm having a problem fighting the bots because they won't move out of their fucking base.
Hey, speaking of late in the game, if everyone remembers, I used to have a love affair with Gotham Imposters. I signed back on 360 game. It's still going hard.
That game is still going ham, dude. That game's years old now.
And let me just tell you, I am still a beast. Victor, what are you playing this week?
I just beat Dragon Quest Heroes for the PS4.
Okay.
And I just beat Tales of Zestiria this week also.
So you've had a busy week.
Two RP, just knocked them out.
Nice.
What do you punch clocks on? What the fuck?
One I put 45 hours on, the other one I had 52 hours on.
Not this week, right?
92 hours in a week?
No, a week and a half.
You're not dual wielding, are you?
Nah. No, I really just didn't do anything this week and just wanted to beat those games and just get to other games.
It happens, man. I know I got to start blowing through Fallout 4 because there's some real good games coming out in 2016.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about that later. Right now, we're going to jump into the news. All right, so let's hit it.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. I don't mind.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Giant Shock, I am glad you are here, man. This is your moment to shine. Anyone who used to listen to A-Squad knows how infuriating it was for me each week to ask him what he was playing, and he would say...
FIFA.
It was always FIFA, man. Now's your time to shine, bro. FIFA story.
Yeah! Funny, I kind of stopped playing it.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
What kind of in-game purchases are there available in FIFA?
Like any of the game, it's coins, so you can buy.
But what are you buying?
It's more or less for the ultimate team thing, where you buy packs of cards, you get players, and you play. Your team is based on the cards you have, sort of like any card game. And the rare cards are the historical players or the better players. So you need coins to buy the cards. You can either play the game and get coins very slowly, or you can buy them and get them much more quickly.
Have you ever purchased cards?
I don't really play that mode so much, so it's whatever to me. Oh, and you could actually buy the coins you could use to build up a character and play on a team. You could use the coins to buy
stats for yourself?
Yeah, like boosts and shit.
Okay. Is there any way you can picture spending $7,000 on FIFA?
Dollars or coins?
Dollars. Because that is what a teenager racked up in FIFA 16, a Canadian teenager.
His team must be multiple men.
Oh, it's got to be the bomb. $7,625.88, to be exact. 17-year-old kid. So they interviewed the father, Lance Perkins, from Ontario, Canada.
Sounds like a power forward.
What does that guy do for a living that his son is spending $7,000 on FIFA?
He's doing well, man. He was quoted as saying... The idea floored me, literally floored me, which is weird to use literally because I don't know what that means exactly.
It knocked him on his
ass. He hit the floor.
Did he, do you think he really hit the floor? Like he really just swooned and hit the floor? Like,
oh. Yeah.
If I found out that $7,000 was missing from my account, I'd hit the floor.
Well, so
was it his account?
I hit the roof.
His son.
It was his account. His son's 17 years old.
17's an ass whooping time, man. That's
yeah,
like
that's not
up,
like a 12-year-old making.
Put up your dukes, son.
But they're Canadian. They'll probably go, hey, it's fine.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, mate.
Uh-uh. They're
what
also,
the fuck accent
they're
Canadian,
was that? And, that, totally and Canadians, and the Canadians are Canadian. The only
yeah,
sport
that, weak,
that you can
man.
Fight in sports. So you got to put up those fists.
So anyway, he was also quoted as saying, about his son, he's just as sick as I am. He thought it was just a one-time fee for that game. Is that possible that that kid... I think that kid's bullshit.
You ever see the episode where Butter says he didn't take the drone out?
The episode?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
He's like, more coins.
Yeah, exactly, man. It asks you a couple times, I think, man. This was on an Xbox One. It asks you if you want to buy it. He's just bullshitting his dad completely.
It re-ups. It was like, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah. Are you sure you want to spend real dough? Is what
it acts every time because you can't spend that amount at once. You have to spend that in small, individual purchases.
That's like Brewster's Millions. There's no chance. You spend $7,000.
All right. So our boy Lancelot was also quoted as saying,
on FIFA coins?
There will never be another Xbox system or gaming system in my home. That's kind of harsh. I mean, like, most of these companies.
$7,000, brother.
Dude, the majority of these companies that offer in-app purchases will let you kind of dicker them down a little bit if you tell them that your son, they're not looking for that fight. It's almost illegal as it is to allow children to buy these things linked to your credit card. And 17's not a child.
Hey, look, man, you put your credit card on there.
Well, also in the guy's defense, the kid's 17. He could probably leave soon.
In the streets. All right, so anyway.
You better start making some money playing FIFA.
Next story. What do you guys know about Amazon Prime? And does anyone have it?
Of course I
this
do.
Guy does.
You do. I know you do. You have a lot of this room. I'll take a picture of this and throw it up on the yeah. Twitter. Our podcast room is full of absolute
nonsense.
Treasures from Amazon. Just plastic.
Who are you to judge?
Plastic treasures.
I'm just not judging.
Each one more valuable than the next.
Poutine
anyway.
Of blood?
Anyway, so Amazon Prime is up in the ante for gamers. Amazon Prime, it's kind of a hodgepodge. Once upon a time, they only offered free 2-day shipping, which is probably still a value for you, Giant Jock.
Oh, yeah.
Then they added their streaming service, which is like...
Lost on me.
Yeah, if you're thinking maybe 2012 Netflix, because they don't really have the dope shows that they do anymore.
There's a show and there's a Nazi show.
Yeah, but they don't have the fire ones that Netflix has right now. Hashtag
Netflix
free Stephen Avery.
Netflix is like hand-in-hand with Marvel at this point.
But, they also offer a... Then they started doing a music stream and just a hodgepodge of crap. Unlimited photo storage. The Kindle lending library of mediocre books. That's cool, too. And now they're doing... This one's actually pretty decent. 20% off all video game pre-orders and video games that you purchase within the 2 weeks of the game release. That's not so bad.
That's not too shabby.
That's really good.
$12 yeah. off a $60 game.
Yeah, but fucking physical media...
It's got to be physical media. It can't be a download,
physical
obviously.
Physical media? Fuck that shit, man.
I only buy my games physical still.
I
you know
still
that.
Yeah, buy physical.
It makes no difference.
I get money back. I can return it.
I don't really buy games that I return.
I can lend it
the whole year most
I
of
can
them.
Sell it. Like this.
Yeah.
I play most of my games almost all year. Like I don't buy like a million different games.
I do.
I buy. Ryan, if Y2K happens for some reason in 2017, I can still play my games.
No,
so you get
with
that.
A generator.
I got the internet.
Yeah, sure I can. Sure I can.
Single player games.
Yeah, why not?
It works.
Everything.
I'm sure I'll start probably be playing Fallout 4. This game takes forever.
I have a N64 on standby just in case the Y2K ever happens.
I got my Tiger handhelds all lined up, plenty of batteries, man.
Just can you see?
And Amiibo's figures are also in that, and it also includes collectors and limited editions, which are nice. I might get the collector's editions if it's only going to cost me what a normal one would. I could use a Pip-Boy.
I would love a Pip-Boy. A
little bobblehead.
I got a bobblehead. Came with Loot Crate.
Mm-hmm.
Not sponsoring the show, but it's cool.
Speaking of video game, like little like extras, man, I was like so close to buying the Juggernog fridge from the zombie Call of Duty Zombies. They had a fridge shaped like the Juggernog. which is like where you buy the extra health in zombie mode.
Right.
I was like, it's so fucking cool.
I remember that, man, but it looked small. It looked like it only hold
like
one
6-pack.
Yeah.
It was like $200. I was like, are you fucking kidding me, man?
It's a conversation piece.
You should get the Kiss Coffin and then hold the whole case.
The Kiss Coffin? Get that? They're an awful band. I would never rock anything.
I just remember they were trying to sell that. Like, yo, the Kiss Coffin. You can buy it. You can bury it in it. Until then, you can save beer in it. I'm like, that's your selling point?
All right. And the last hot button issue that I want to talk about within the community, at least, is this new UFC game coming out. CM Punk.
Aldo got knocked out right off the cover of that.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
McGregor's like, I'm on the cover. Bud, bah!
So anyway, CM Punk's in the game.
85.
Really?
85.
To start off.
Thank you for blurting out the end of the story.
It cut to the chase.
Anyway.
Oh, was there a huge build-up to
that? I was going to have people guess, maybe.
I was going to guess right.
You would have got the point. So anyway, they gave this guy an 85 despite never setting foot in the octagon yet.
What's an average starting? For like a good fighter.
I'm going to buy this one, but I haven't played one in a while.
80? Got to be less than 80 for an unknown.
He hasn't fought yet. He's
never
unranked.
Fought.
So they're giving him a lot of credit.
Yeah. My problem with this game, though, going into the game, all the big fighters lost. It's like the only fighter who are you going to, like, except for McGregor, who just killed Aldo.
As a game, the UFC, if you're a fan of UFC, obviously it adds to it. But as a game, everyone's kind of... there's no finishers or anything like WWF, which would be fun.
Right.
Unless CM Punk gets a finisher, then we're talking.
I would love to see CM Punk try to GTS a light heavyweight.
They have signature like submissions and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
but it's not. I like the wrestling
game.
Yeah, but
there is submissions that they're known for doing. Like, if he gets them in the armbar,
I guess it's more of just a sports game. It's all right.
Monster face. Ronda Rousey has the armbar. Boom.
Yeah.
But I think as far as that goes. Everyone wants to pick CM Punk, so why make him whack? You know?
True.
Do you think they'll do that for Holly Holm?
Holly Holm?
That kick to the face is going to be her thing?
Amy Schumer? I don't know. I definitely think they should knock down Ronda Rousey a peg. I mean, Holly Holmes did. But yeah, Ronda Rousey's probably going to be a 99. She'd probably fight the dude's neck. She's probably untouchable.
They did give her a lot of credit.
Yeah. Everyone did, and then she got knocked out.
I have my own theories on that whole thing. We won't get into it.
Oh, what, do you got a conspiracy
Some
theory going on?
Shit?
Yeah. I think she lost on purpose.
Oh, stop
she
it.
She got her face caved
stop
in.
It.
She didn't block a
No, this
punch.
Isn't a fantasy podcast.
It ain't like throwing an interception in the fourth quarter. It's like taking a foot to the face. No way.
Anyway.
Victor also has very interesting takes on 9/11 and the Holocaust.
Yeah. He also thinks that pass on gold our last Super Bowl was a conspiracy, too.
And he hasn't seen Obama's birth certificate yet.
He's a birther.
I'm waiting for it.
All right.
I will take all your hate.
All right. That's fine. You'll get it.
I feed on it.
So anyway, we are about to take a test. A test that I'm particularly proud of. A very emotional ride.
This is a test. Pop quiz, hot shot. Test.
Victor, put your damn head down.
Yeah, come on.
I didn't know I was supposed to be looking.
Somebody's peeping.
I didn't realize you had a pocket in your shirt, man. What do you need a pocket for?
Pocket full of sunshine.
All right, so anyway, I'm particularly proud of tonight's test. It's an audio test. We'll always switch it up. A lot of times it's a lot of wordplay. This week I had a little extra time, so I came up with one. Now, we all know that we can get emotional over video games. Some of the most emotional parts are when they add a soundtrack. Not particularly the theme song, although I do get excited when I hear the new Legends of Zelda or whatnot. But something meaningful that happened in the game. So tonight I have 7 different tracks that are standalone tracks themselves, but happen at a poignant time. You can get negative points on this one because I don't want people shouting it out.
It's a jackal.
Negative one.
Do not do that.
Way to test them.
It's bullshit. Gets. Didn't start yet.
That Bruce Willis movie? Don't test me, son. All right. First one.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Max Barracuda.
So you want the game?
I want the game, and you get a second point if you name the part.
Which part?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Bioshock Infinite. That's when you first get to Columbia and the ship with the barbershop quartet.
Okay.
Raises up from
he
the
talked about the game so much, I knew the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was very cool that it happened, but I also would have accepted the end credits they played again to sandwich it.
See,
cool.
The end credits always reminds me when they had the voice actors performing live. That's what stands out for me.
Yeah, yeah. But this song was more emotional for me in the end when it kind of made more sense.
When it ties in the ending.
Yes, very cool.
Yes, that is true.
Very, very cool that they did that. I fully accept your answer, though.
It was also good and saved.
Okay.
I was going to say it was in a movie, right?
Yeah.
Two.
It's also
2 points for Max.
Song.
Yes.
Second one. Giant Shock.
Conker's Bad Fur Day, where you fight the fucking shit monster.
Right. You are correct.
Mighty Pooh.
This was such a cool scene because it wasn't a musical game,
really. It was a satirical game.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, just this.
Does this game. Does this song really bring a tear to your eye, though?
Yes. It was very cool. It was very cool when you walked in and you're like, is this thing really singing opera, like full opera when you fight it?
You're fighting a shit monster. Does he have to spell it out for you?
It was incredible. So, this one definitely got me emotional. Kicked you right in the gut.
I hate killing that shit monster.
Number three. Victor Belmont.
Final Fantasy VII when Aerith died.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking. I'm not going to give you that negative point because I'm a nice guy. Don't test me again, son.
This actually made me cry when I was a kid.
Recording this, I was like, no.
Yo, it was sad.
It was really bad.
It's a classic moment.
It is. It's a defining moment for the series.
That changes the game.
It's like, what made me like the series to begin with. This one's more recent. Damn, it kicked you right in the gut again. But I have a feeling I'm going to see a lot of hands flying up immediately. And I'm going to get a 5-second delay for people at home. But
thought it would end like this, huh? Huh, Maria? Dom! No!
Giant Shock.
So when Dom dies in Gears of War 3.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I almost ruined this exact thing before we started, but I'm like saying the commercial with this song in it always made me like
the song. The commercial was better than the scene, to be honest with you.
Yo, the commercial was that was like
okay.
I was ready.
So here's the deal with this: it killed me that Dom was dying. It bothered me.
It was Dom was my character. I was pissed.
It was more emotional when he found Maria.
Yeah.
And when this song starts playing, I see Dom coming. This song starts playing, and I'm like, I already saw a commercial. This is emotional.
I don't know,
but couldn't you have chosen a different song? Why did they use the same song?
I like that they picked a song.
I don't like that they used the same
because
one.
Because that song hadn't been in any of the games yet.
Right.
So it was like the first game's commercial.
Really. Yeah, only
well, I've always wondered, maybe I'll try and contact someone on Twitter. It never works, but I've always wondered if they bought the rights to that song and were like, fuck it, we'll use it again, or if they bought it with the intention of that. I don't think they were thinking that far ahead.
Here's the deal with that. You mentioned the second game where he finds Maria and she's dead and
Better.
Goes in that rampage. I don't think that's more emotional in the sense where like you just heard about Maria and you see her and she's all jacked.
It's better executed.
Well, I don't even think so, just because like he kills her and then the game plays fun. You go on that murder spree with Marcus and you
right.
call a Locust. This was like the character...
Mopey
that,
like, Dom? Well, it was Mopey Dom at that point.
Yeah.
But the character you've been with since the first game now is sacrificing himself so that Marcus and the two other girls can get out of there. I thought that was way more emotional than him just finding his wife who was already, like, she was done when he found her, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
But I felt the execution was better in the second because they teased you.
They did. She came out all beautiful. Yeah. No, I thought she came out all beautiful because that's kind of the way he saw her. That was nice.
Yeah, and then when it zooms to reality and she's... corpse-like, you're like, oh, fuck.
I was, I didn't know Dom was dying until he started playing that song. I thought, this guy's dead.
I was sad.
I didn't think he wanted to.
No. Dom was definitely my
thought that dude. Was the end of his
okay.
story.
This was another one. This one actually filled me with hope. Let's throw that in before I die of sadness from the last two. Max Barracuda.
Do I need to be specific on which game it was, like, in the series it was?
Yeah, pretty
much.
Because
it is in multiples.
Mm, it's in multiple commercials.
Well, I'm going to say Halo... probably 3?
Halo 3 is correct. Do you mind taking a stab at the board?
It's, can I lose a point on the second point if I...
No, you can't. No, definitely not.
This is the end when you're escaping the place blowing up.
Yeah.
All right. Thought so.
Oh, they did the same thing in Halo.
I'll give it to you. It's called One Final Effort, they called it.
Right. I had the sound clip somewhere.
Yeah. It was, that was great.
It's an epic scene.
Great
moment.
That
was epic.
You're driving through the fucking bombs going off and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really about the story mode in those. I just kind of...
Two more left. The next one is my personal favorite. The way they use it, I'll explain it afterwards, of course. Here we go. Max Barracuda.
I love this fucking scene. Red Dead Redemption.
You are correct.
Was this when you get into Mexico?
It was.
Yeah.
It was so cool. You couldn't get into Mexico. And then all of a sudden, they put you on this mission, and this song starts playing.
This is one of the most beautiful moments in the game.
And you're just riding through Mexico. Finally.
You're alone on your horse, and the setting changes. It's like sunset with all the rock structures around. Gorgeous moment.
It was one of the only times, like with the Grand Theft Auto series, it was all done by Rockstar, so that's why I'm comparing Grand Theft Auto. But Grand Theft Auto series, whenever they made me drive somewhere, it was so boring.
Yeah.
Especially when I was picking up my cousin for those fucking darts. But this time, I didn't mind riding into Mexico, man.
No,
that's
one of my favorite games of all time.
A great game and great, great moment. I almost picked, spoiler alert, on a 5-year game.
Yeah.
Died at the end.
Yeah, but that's not as good a song.
No.
I'm shocked they didn't come up with a sequel with that pretty quick.
Rockstar doesn't come up with anything pretty quick. They're definitely coming out with a sequel.
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty much in the bag, I think. Gotta do it.
Along your wheelhouse, they're going to have better zombies in it. The zombie mode.
I never played the zombie mode. Was it fun?
It was cool. It was defending like your saloon or whatever.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
I always liked that like fort shit.
It was a clever way to get the main character back into it.
Going into the last one, which is worth 2 points, just even if you get it right out of the gate. I'm not 2 and 3.
Okay.
Max has 6. Giant Shock has 4. And Victor Belmont has 2. So it's anybody game except for, of course, Victor. But you can ruin Giant Shock's chance if that's in your
I'm
boat.
I'm try.
Okay. Here we go.
I've been having these weird thoughts lately. Like, is any of this for real? Or not?
Giant Shock.
Is this Kingdom Hearts?
It is Kingdom Hearts!
I knew what it was, and I'm like,
yeah.
Kingdom Hearts, the beginning, it was a very cool way they did it to show the credits, you know? They would show the credits in addition to the...
Wasn't this 2?
Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, wasn't that song from 2?
I think it's from both.
It's from both.
Because the original ended on that song, but like the slow version, and then the second one started with that, like,
correct.
That upbeat dance.
Correct, version. Correct. I'll give it to Giant Shock.
I'm fine with that.
All right.
Not driving myself nuts.
I guess. I never played that game.
All right, so the winner this week is Giant Shock. Let's talk a little shit for 15 seconds. You cool with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Giant Shock. You're simply the
best. Go ahead, buddy. Take your lap.
Oh, yeah, man. I'd like to thank all the small people, Pete Berg, Eric. You know, I'm sorry. Saying real names, but you know what? I can do that. I can say whatever I want right now.
Whatever you want, bro.
Thank you, Rise Like Phoenix. I won't divulge who you are.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate the internet anonymity.
He called me small. I'm ecstatic.
Not in stature.
In personality. And
that's never going to happen.
And mattering.
Too much ego over here.
All right. After the quiz, we're generally going to be going into a deep discussion. First... And foremost, though, I like to ask a question of everyone, hopefully get some answers, and I'll read anybody's answers on, as long as it's not, we all know the parameters pretty much of society at this point. But
don't be a douche.
I'll try. Yeah, don't be a dick. We don't have a question, obviously, so I got a little something extra. I got a couple games to look forward to in 2016. I figured that'd be a nice one since it's January.
Let's
kicking it off. Legends of Zelda, of course, for Wii U.
Let's hope.
My reason to buy a Wii U at this point.
Let's hope it comes out.
Yeah, no way, man. I've done being getting bamboozled by Nintendo.
I'll do it for a Zelda game.
Here, the problem is they're already saying they're making another system.
Yeah, because their last two stunk.
This is true.
So it's like,
let's put that shit in the back burner, man.
I'm going to buy a system for Zelda.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that anymore. I know. Well, you know what? It wouldn't be the first time that I literally bought a system based on one game.
I mean, I've had it since launch, but I mean, I'm one of the...
I'm in this weird spot where I played every Zelda game for the past 30 years, so I kind of need to keep this trend going.
Dishonored 2 is coming out this year. No one cares.
I didn't care for one.
I didn't care for one. Dishonored 1 was good.
It didn't hold me. Didn't hold me at all.
I like that kind of game.
The very stealth.
When Pete likes to play a video game, he likes to be held.
Dude, when you summon the swarm of rats, that is awesome.
I didn't buy the character. The art direction was weird.
I didn't like it. It was weak. The one I am looking forward to probably the most this year, Telltale Games, is coming out, which they always have solid games. Batman. Batman Telltale.
What version of Batman?
From the trailer, it looks more...
Marvel Knights? Like, killing people?
No, I think it's just their own thing.
It looks from the comic, but, like, super earnest comic. Like, not Frank Miller, but...
While Adam West is alive, please, do a 60s Batman
game. They did. It's called Lego Batman 3.
No, he's do a real there. One. Do like the Telltale one.
I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully we can, maybe next week or the week after, very soon we're going to have a employee from Telltale Games
The
show. Yeah. And hopefully we can pump him for a little information without getting him fired.
He already gave the download, man. He can't tell you about anything that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. Well, I got words from him about Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I want to find out if my ending was the
proper
typical ending.
All right, so look forward to that.
I lost a lot of people.
Look forward to that out there. Street Fighter, no one cares. Far Cry Primal.
I care about Street Fighter, but I care more about Far Cry Primal.
It looks awesome.
Can't wait, man.
I love the Far Cry games.
You get an animal companion this time, which, dog meat's okay in Fallout. But
I want to be a fucking caveman. I want to fight some woolly mammoths.
Always going to run with the wolf. Gotta run with the wolf.
It feels like this one came out pretty quick after the last one.
They're doing them yearly, I think.
It did. Hopefully it doesn't go the way of Assassin's Creed.
That's what I'm worried about.
To just pump them out shittily.
Yeah.
That's and ruin thing. The story.
I was so into that, and then after the Ezio ones, I don't know, they weren't as good.
Two?
Black Flag.
After two?
There was like three of the Ezio ones.
Yeah, three
Ezios. Yeah, well, Black Flag.
Black Flag was great.
And
then I wasn't big on the American Revolution one.
That's what it was okay. Took me out.
And I wasn't big on the... I didn't really care for the French Revolution one.
No,
it was
one
a pretty looking game.
Brotherhood didn't do it for me.
But it wasn't that great. This new one I haven't picked up yet.
I played the Brad Bart over, or should I say Thugnuts. Brad over, and you know what?
No, there's call him Brad. Don't call him Thugnut.
That's his...
I don't care what his gamer tag is.
Well, anyway, there's too much shooting in it. Like, I'm out there being an assassin, like, fucking with people, and then, like, people just, like, boom, just blow me away. It's like, what?
Anyway, Far Cry Primal. It doesn't look like they rushed it. It looks cool. It's a very cool concept
that they changed it. They're going to... Because it was getting stagnant. Four was a little stagnant from three. It felt like the exact same game, but you're in a different country.
All right. In it, your main dude is Takar, and you can ride woolly mammoths and ride tigers and run with...
Takar!
You're basically Mowgli.
Which I'm into.
You are Mowgli. Badass Mowgli.
I was going to say Mowgli was a bitch.
No, he
Mowgli's
wasn't.
Mowgli's a bitch? You're chilling with fucking Blue, bro. That's a bear.
When was the last time you rode a bear boat down the river?
He just doesn't get the bear necessities of life.
Unravel looks cool, a little yarn game. It looks very reminiscent of Sackboy.
I don't think I'll play that one, probably.
Uncharted 4, A Thief's End.
Fuck.
I'm into it.
Yeah, but now I got to get a PlayStation.
I know. So, Naughty Dog has hinted that it would be extremely hard to have a 5. I don't know what that means.
Someone's dying.
Wheelchair, maybe?
Drake?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
You think they're going to cripple him?
It's called Drake's End. The game is called
Thieves' End.
Whatever.
Could be Sully. Sully's quite the scamp.
Yeah, but you could keep
Sully's
going without
like
Sully.
60-something years old in the games.
Right.
And you could go without him. You think he's dead for half the first game anyway.
Maybe they'll introduce a younger, like Shia LaBeouf type guy.
Actually, Nathan's brother is in this new one. So maybe it is. Maybe he's going to be the LaBeouf.
What was his name in that
maybe.
Movie?
Mutt.
Jones?
No.
Yeah, Mudbutt Jones or something. His name is. Yeah, it was Mutt. It was Mutt.
It's like Mutt Williams or something.
Yeah, something. I don't know. Crackdown 3, which could be a hit or not?
Crackdown.
Crackdown
bring
1.
Back Crackdown?
Crackdown 1, fun. Crackdown 2, less terrible. I don't know why we're doing Crackdown 3, but all right.
Crackdown's...
I could do that.
Well, an afterthought.
Well, that's the way how you figure the series is good or not. If you have one good one, bad one, you got to get that one to even it out.
There are also hints of The Last Guardian.
I heard this.
Awesome. That movie with owls?
No.
The Gahool?
The Guardians of Gahool or whatever? Yes, so excited about that movie.
This is the guys who did Shadows of the Colossus and Ico.
Oh, that was a good movie.
They have been working on this game since the Shadows of Colossus. Of the Colossus.
Then it's canceled, then it's not, then it's canceled, then it's not. Now they're saying this is the year. This thing looks gorgeous. I want to play it.
It looks great.
You have a big bird, dog, cat monster that you hang out with.
It's cat dog, really.
Cat dog? No, like the cartoon? Not.
No, it's awesome.
Shock's vision of this game is now retarded.
It basically
it's an
looks,
owl hanging out with cat dog.
It basically looks animal like Shadow of the Colossus, but you kind of get your own Colossus at this point.
It's like a big griffin looking thing that you're hanging out with. I don't know what the story is.
I can't wait, but at the same time, I'm not going to get excited until I have it in my hands at this point.
Burned
it's been
too many
years,
times.
Years, years. Just like Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I thought that was
Mafia 3 for some reason is coming out.
Mafia had a second one.
Great trailer.
Two was good.
Great trailer to this thing. You play as like a black guy in Louisiana with starting up a crime family in like the 60s. So the soundtrack sounds good and the trailer looked pretty badass.
I'm excited.
Hmm. All right, moving on. I don't want to think about that. Mirror's Edge is getting a new one, which is awesome. I love the Mirror's Edge, and I've been waiting for this one for a while.
I liked Mirror's Edge. I didn't love it.
Are going to have to step it up, though, because that was really the first parkour movement that I dealt with, and since then, I've really seen it all over the place, even in the new Call of Duties.
Yes.
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah.
But it was first person, too, which threw me.
That's got to be
It was before Assassin's Creed 2, which was when the parkour... Assassin's Creed 1 actually didn't have a lot of that. It was a little more linear.
It had a lot of that shit.
Altair?
Yeah.
It was a more linear-based game.
It was a more linear-based game. Okay, so here's one for Max, Mass Effect, Andromeda's coming out.
Been waiting for this one. I love that series. Well, I've been watching a lot of the updates on this. Promising. It sounds
They haven't
promising.
Really been leaking a ton out.
Is it going to go by how you played in the first three?
This is a new story that's taking place in a different galaxy. Like, they wrapped that story. That story's done.
I would be kind of cool if they, like, took however you ended it and it made some type of difference.
It had a pretty definitive ending.
Pretty definitive ending, and that was a last-gen game anyway, so it'd probably be a little more trickier.
Hitman's getting a new one. Hitman.
I'm also burned from those movies.
They're fine. I mean, like, it's one of those games where if you play the right way, it takes forever. And if you play the wrong way, you just murk people. It's very easy to kill people in Hitman.
They have a couple good parts to it. It's just not the thing that really grips you, you know?
No Man's Sky.
What's that?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe come out this year. We've been waiting for
that. I know. I've been waiting for that one for a while.
I don't know
too.
This one. What is it?
It's a space game with nearly, at least as far as we're concerned, infinite planets.
Oh, okay, I know.
Yeah,
this
we've all
you
heard
start
about
off,
it.
You have your
oh,
own
shit.
Planet.
And you could discover your own place.
Yeah,
and
you
it.
Report on that thing last year, man. You
I
could,
did.
Like, you could discover them. And make
we did
own
an A-Squad report on the potential of it. It's finally making its way out. Should be nice.
It's a PlayStation only, right?
I don't think that's a thing.
I thought it was PC.
I would assume it's PC. I actually don't have that information.
You got me to PlayStation. That's why I knew the game.
You're right. The new Doom's coming out.
Yes.
I'll check that up and shout
I'm
it out
a
next
huge
time.
Huge Doom fan.
Is it super impossible to go Doom?
Doom 3
I'm absolutely positive it will be.
Bloodlust code, whatever.
Well, Doom 3 was one of my favorite games of like the original Xbox.
Seriously,
it was
without
the
cheating.
Scariest goddamn thing.
Without cheating, didn't even you really do
yes.
Doom 2?
Shut up.
Doom 3, I beat the crap out of
it. Oh, he was a pump action shotgun.
Brian's talking about 2.
A two or one?
Two or one.
Like impossible.
Yeah. You're not beating those games.
No, it's like, here's monster, monsters or aliens, I should say, with like fucking chain guns on
their
hands.
They're demons.
Yeah.
Demons.
Or demons?
Cyber demons.
Well, whatever. They have chain guns on their hands and they take forever to kill. Here's a fucking, like, a gun that you'd use in the Wild West, like the fucking click, click, pow.
Yeah.
Like, and an acid gun, too. Here's an acid gun.
I
whatever.
Got those levels where you got the boss guns.
You didn't get the BFG?
I couldn't get past, like, the second, third board. It was hard.
It was hard.
Those games were,
we were
stupid
a young
hard.
Too.
Doom 3 was more along the lines of modern shooters, where it's totally
awesome.
Plausible to be, and one of the creepiest games I've ever played. Total precursor to Dead Space.
Final two I want to talk about. Gears of War 4 is coming out.
Yeah, I like the trailer. It looks like it's a whole new story.
All excited. I'm very excited about it.
Victor's groaning.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are excited. I just want to mention that the backwards compatible games for Xbox One, the Gears of War entire series, is the most downloaded, of course.
That's got to be their signature game of that system.
It is. Titanfall's trying to get in there.
No, I'm talking about
last.
Vic, you got a little something?
They keep pushing Gears at this point, and it's like I had a lot of fun with the first one. I had a lot of fun with the second one. Third one?
I have less time with each one. I'll say that. I put less time into each
one. I get older, so like multiplayer isn't like all my friends are on every night, all night long. It's different. We're older now, and it's just I can't play like that.
It's got a solid. It's one game that I buy for the multiplayer and single player.
Oh yeah, I definitely play that story mode. The story mode's fantastic. You put it on hardcore mode after you beat it initially, and it's awesome.
And there's a benefit to playing with a teammate. So there's also the new Final Fantasy VII Remake, speaking of Aerith.
Didn't they do that already?
No. I have a lot to say about that one.
It's coming out in episodes.
Yes.
I don't like
they're doing
that.
It episodic?
Yeah.
It's going to be... Ugh, they are. That's a money grab.
Yep.
It is a cash grab.
So
is
it all going to add up to like a price of a normal game?
Hopefully. I would imagine they're going to try and sneak a little bit in there.
Well, I don't know.
I think it's like five episodes at like probably like $15 a piece.
And finally, the one I want to talk about that might be squeaking in this year, Titanfall 2.
Do they add everything to it now? Is it a full game, or is it just...
They haven't said anything.
It's a multiplayer. Which I'm fine with, but, like, I mean, you are paying $60-something. Like, if you're only going to have the multiplayer, have it be a digital game where you only pay, like, $30 for it.
If you wanted to throw it to me for $40, cool. I'm not spending $60 again for just four boards. I threw them a bone, felt a little bad what happened with Infinity Ward. Yeah. I was like, these guys can take a little money. And it was a cool concept, and it was very early on in the system.
There's nothing to play. Dude. Yeah. That's why we did it.
I felt that's like it was a blip on the radar in the grand scheme. Like, it didn't really make that much of an impact.
My big problem with that particular game was, it's like, when we had such fun playing Gears of War, we knew the characters when we played the multiplayer after we beat the game. Who are these people? Why am I fighting anything? Like, it's
well, they had a scrap story mode. That's why they kind of talk to each other.
Bro, it was like, what's going on? Who cares? It's fun. But like,
my issue with that game was they put a lot of money into those commercials.
Yeah, they
like,
did.
They made that thing seem like this is going to be the most epic game they've ever done, and like it was four.
It was good. I liked it. I still will probably pick up this one.
If they do it properly, if they actually make it a full game.
Story mode. Gotta need a story.
You need a story mode, especially if you're trying to build that world.
Yeah.
You can get people to buy into that. You need that.
Call of Duty, they have these great story modes. I've never played them, but I like that they're there.
Yeah, okay. And I play the story modes.
That's a great point. I don't play that anymore. Ever since that nuke went off, that was it.
I stopped playing Call of Duty in general around like Black Ops 1, but I always played the story mode, and it was at least 2 hours of fun. And you got a cool little story.
They need to stop going forward. I've seen enough of that. I need, like, Call of Duty Civil War.
Yeah, the next game is just going to be Star
Wars. Cannons and shit like that.
Cowboys versus Indians.
Call of Duty.
Into it.
Revolution. A French Revolution.
Far Cry's going backwards. Far Cry's working their way back.
They're just all across the timeline, man. It's cool like that.
Why does it have to be the very near future? Just make it like a thousand years in the future. Just have a crazy alien.
I don't even need that anymore. I need a little step back. I liked Call of Duty when they were World War II.
I like Fallout and the fact that it's a 50s aesthetic.
Call of Duty Wild West, huh?
Into it.
Yeah, into it. It's Sign me up.
Red Dead Redemption.
Colt 45s Sign and me up. Like the rifles.
Can I add one game that I'm looking forward to?
Yeah, you can.
The reboot of Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, are they actually doing it?
Reboot with the movie. They're making a movie and a reboot.
But if it's a movie game, it could be bad.
That's my concern. Is it based on the movie?
Yes.
Or is it going to be... So hopefully it's not a movie tie-in game.
It's the movie. It's a reboot on the original series of how they met.
Okay.
So, like, it's like Ratchet and Clank, they kind of, like, threw it at you. They met. Like, this one's, like, what Clank was doing, what Ratchet was doing. They meet and, like, they change... New maps, new worlds, new everything, plus the original stuff.
That was during that fun era where it was always a hero and his wacky sidekick.
Jack and Daxter.
Jack and Daxter.
Well, the same company.
Sonic and Tails.
Well, that was a little before.
That's older.
Crash Bandicoot and Boondaga.
Boondaga.
So anyway, those are the games we were doing. Normally we'll have answering the questions. We'll have a brief discussion of our own. I'll ask a question. These guys will ruminate on in a week. I'll ask you guys out there. Hopefully you guys hit me up with some feedback. We'll talk about your feedback. I'll talk about their feedback. This week, I wanted to, for the initial question, to throw out to everybody. I want you guys to think about it. all week. Since this is a community-based show, what exactly makes somebody considered a gamer, part of the community? Let's say plenty of people have Angry Birds on their phone but don't consider themselves a gamer. Are you a gamer when you just commit to it, consider it? Or can you be a gamer and not admit to it? What exactly is your definition of that? And hopefully we'll answer that next week. You guys think about that. I know Giant Shot gave me a one-sentence answer, but that's all right. Maybe he'll ruminate on that a little more. We'll work on it. We'll work on it.
If you buy video games.
Anyway, here's hoping that everybody hits us up on the Twitter.
Throw that Twitter address.
We are VG Times 3 Internet Radio Show, if you want to look it up. We're also on Facebook at VG Times 3, or Video Games, Video Games, Video Games. Look it up. I'm hitting the Twitter specifically hard, trying to get more guests on the show, more relevant guests to the video gaming world. Like I said, we're going to have employees from different walks of life. I'm, of course, going to go back to my man, Jay, who owns a local video game store. He'll be here, and I'll grill him on how to open up a video game store. That'll be coming up this month. And we have big things, man. Check out the blog, play10box.com. That'll be going up. We air Saturdays, every Saturday. So if you guys are looking for it early in the morning, hopefully you guys can take your little jog or go hit the gym and listen to us and give us some feedback. We record on Wednesdays, so if you are going to give us some feedback, hopefully try and do it before Wednesday. I'm definitely going to try and fit it into the show. The show hopefully will be feedback. The show will be feedback from you guys, and you'll get more out of the show if you give more to the show, as with all walks of life. And with that deep thought, I'll be signing off. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the inaugural show. As always, thanks for playing.
Still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.